Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome again here to Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. We've got a great Thanksgiving weekend show. We'll continue that conversation with our two guests at the top of the hour. In the meantime, I've got 15 minutes here. I wanted to change some thoughts up. You know, many times people talk about moving careers and moving organizations. I think it's important as well, and I think you hear me say on the introduction to my show, this also is about helping you make more of where you currently are. And in fact, I think changing in place can sometimes be as energizing, sometimes a little bit more difficult because you're trying to kind of change your skin at the same time that you're growing. But from a career standpoint, I've got seven or eight different ideas that really can help you make the most of where you are. And I think it's irrespective of the type of position that you have currently or even the type of organization. I think really important, first off, is to realize that career progression doesn't necessarily mean being promoted. And in fact, sometimes the best moves you can make in your current organization are to stay right at that level, because lateral assignments within your same function or a major program can really broaden your perspectives of your organization, its product, services, customers, and maybe even the associated employees roles that you may not be versed about. So in other words, an action to take would be really to be open and search out moves that broaden your perspectives of your own company, your networks, and develop your new skills, particularly that idea then of self-discovery and not even having to go through the trauma, particularly of changing organizations. So particularly if your firm has a job posting process or a chance also to get to know individuals in other departments. The reason I say about career progression right in place is that, frankly, sometimes it's very hard to go back and pick up a skill or a set of perspectives that are missed because you got the chance to advance. And sometimes those advancements, you've skipped out what could really hurt you in the long run. In fact, I often talk about this idea of the sins of omission and commission, because you haven't had the opportunity to sit in your role or be engaged in that in enough cycles of your development. So the action there is to take the lead of those before you, to fill your toolbox with real experiences, particularly getting on the front lines. In fact, I often say to young people who are thinking of advancing and stepping out in their more formal career for the first time, is to always keep your hand on the product, your eye on the process, and your heart with the people that make it happen. Number three is that career advancement can be more about leading and living across, in particular these days of virtual organizations, matrices, and teams, as opposed to just managing up or down an organization, which we seem to read about in all the popular literature. But really the action here would be to take a special project to tackle a critical business issue, a committee to serve the community on behalf of your firm, or perhaps a process improvement initiative with your peers that can really build a form of interaction muscle. Getting involved on a process dynamic within a company actually is a great way to build new relationships that isn't quite so close in action of maybe the key deliverables that are already in your position description. The fourth is, if your assignment has been in a single function for most of your career or the substantial place you're in right now, maybe you should consider a cross-functional move. In other words, if within one or more programs or a business unit, maybe you step over into a different program, or maybe even just at minimum take on a different role within the same organization. The thought here that where the hottest, though, and most difficult assignments are in the firm, not just today, but could you predict which ones are going to surface tomorrow and go take a special assignment in that organization in anticipation of it? I have a personal example in that regard. Back in my day as an engineering individual, that design and project management was all the rage, and I asked for a move to manufacturing. And those that were really guiding my career really took exception to that. They felt I would be taking myself off the career track, but I felt it was so important to couple those two fields together. And lo and behold, when I was over in that assignment about a couple years into it, the decision was made to actually merge these two organizations. And interestingly enough, I was viewed as one of the few that had a crossover experience. So that thought of getting in advance of what might change within your organization. And by the way, you can get a good look at that by looking at other companies in a similar industry or certainly in a competing one to see where those nice flags might be of telling you where to step next in advance of. Another fifth one about making the most of where you are in your current organization is, frankly, some of the most valuable players often speak the language of both the internal and the external customers. So my thought here is if your assignment has been outward facing, in other words, if you've been heavily involved on the front line interfacing with customers, maybe you could rotate to an inward facing or an internal firm operation role and the vice versa. Now, that might sound like an unnatural act. But, for example, I can see where business development people who are used to really influencing and using their skills to attract new business, for them to take a role, for example, supporting a technical organization where maybe some of the top scientists just haven't had a chance for their ideas to get in front of management in a way that they might be accepted to build a new product. I tell you, to become an internal business development professional to help pull those ideas forward can be a wonderful way to develop your skills and contribute to your company in a whole new way. Likewise, and most obviously, for those of us, again, to my own personal experience that have been deep in the design and manufacturing side of the business, to get a chance instead to maybe go work out at the dealer or work on the field line, or even best, to get in the service stream, so you come to appreciate that that which you designed may not have come out exactly as it was intended, and how could you redesign it to be more easy to be serviced and more customer friendly, you can see that mixing the deck up again. The idea of making more of where you are, in other words, within your organization, by broadening out your perspectives. Of course, there are several special couple-year or multiple assignment rotation programs that could be a great way for you to invest, and typically a lot of firms offer those kind of rotation programs. But you want to be careful that they really do provide you with real work and deliverables, that you're not just in some sort of a passive training rotation program. And so if you get the chance to be teed up for those kind of special rotation programs, make sure you check out the sponsorship support that you're going to get. Someone that's really guiding it and is going to make sure that the type of rotations that you get really are going to add the right tools and perspectives. For example, though, you might want to consider developing a custom program with the support of your supervisor, maybe unique to your learning interests or other things in your path, and sort of an in-job expansion with an investment value to your department. Again, I think of an example of someone who might be in a sales and marketing capacity, and then if you, with your supervisor's help, and perhaps someone over there on the product design side, would create a one-year program or even a six-month program where you could spend a couple months here and there being getting some insights into the whole process of the design, that you could bring it back to your marketing and sales department to really be able to thus upsell in a tighter way with prospective customers. And then finally, another one that truly is a get outside the skin of where you currently are but stay within your firm is perhaps getting the chance to go on an expatriate assignment. In other words, really go global. These are extraordinary experiences for the right candidate at the right time. Of course, not just the candidate, but also their support system of their spouse or their children to really move to another part of the globe. And quite frankly, for some of us, it might be just move from the Southwest to the Midwest of the U.S. or the East Coast or even the West Coast. But you need to really assess carefully your timeline while being potentially out of sight when you take an assignment like this. But the repatriation process is almost as important as the getting the chance to go out, but how are you going to get back? And having a real explicit conversation about that on the inbound as you would wrap up that type of an experience on the outside. So you can hear in these threads that I've talked about, making the most of where you are, the idea that your career progression isn't necessarily just about promotions, and that actually you've got a lot of latitude to make a number of lateral moves. My concern always has been, or at least I know in my own case and others I've coached, is sometimes once you go beyond, it's really hard to go back. So making that most of multiple lateral moves, looking at a career advancement more from leading and living across the organizations. So the idea of getting on some virtual organization teams, also matrices, although a lot of people I know brace at the thought of having multiple supervisors. But quite frankly, folks, it's the way of the world. It's the way of organizations that we need to keep open to working with multiple people that come from different backgrounds. And oh, by the way, shifting it up maybe every 6 months to a year and a half, that you don't stay just necessarily focused on one program. That breeds your builds your adaptability and your flexibility. So the idea then of an assignment within a simple single function and crossing over, that also, as I mentioned, that valuable organizations and people in them both know the internal and the external customers, looking for maybe two-year multiple rotation programs, or even the idea of going global. I'd like to close with two other ones, though, one of which is the idea of what you're doing in your 5-to-9 life, not just your 9-to-5 life, as I often comment. Remembering, of course, that probably none of us really works those hard-line hours, but the idea that are you really making the most of what you're doing outside of the for-pay world, that how you're contributing to the activities of your family and the balance in your community, your church, but perhaps also what kind of outside boards or volunteer organizations you can be a part of that could actually spur and build some tools and capabilities to complement what you're doing in your for-pay world. Of course, one of the ways and the reasons you can do that as well, it kind of can give you an outside kind of a periscope to see, for example, if you're working in the utility business, but you might like to shift over to nonprofit work, or actually shift over to another industry, that many times you can go get that perspective by doing that kind of sideline volunteer work and capitalizing on it. The other thing I would tell you across all of these elements is the idea of continuous learning. It just doesn't stop. And so what could be the components of that for those of you who would like to change in place is take a really clear look at what is it that you're reading on a daily basis. And I don't mean just what sites you surf or what kind of magazines you read that are related to your specific industry, but have you thought about the richness of your learning by really shifting out and reading very, very different things? The New York Times bestseller list, picking up any magazine out of a specific field that you may not be familiar with, can really jar you into realizing that learning can come from different perspectives. One of the popular ways, of course, with making the most of where you are but changing in place is how you can be of greater value to your given organization is taking advantage, perhaps, of trade shows where you can go to an industry-specific environment that allows you to make network contacts and learn about the competitors' products or even tangential products that might be a logical part of your company's venue, or if you're in a specific skills area, to go and learn about how other people do your particular tasks. And there are, of course, the community colleges, a lot of one-week programs that are available, and certainly any adjunct universities in your area that you can touch into. There's no finer way, though, to learn through the steps of others. And so the idea of really looking at the kind of people you've connected with, you might know someone from your after-hours time, but have you really stopped and asked them what kind of company they're involved in and what kind of industry they take advantage of, and maybe going in and shadowing them for a day? I can remember, of course, every year there's the Take Your Child to Work Day experience. I know at my children's school here in Tucson, we now have Bring Your Friend to School Day, which is a great way for children, of course, to showcase their own place where they go to school, but learn through the eyes of other students, as well as their guests coming to learn about how they learn. The same model could work for us as getting the chance to shadow a colleague in another industry or another firm, another part of the city that can open your eyes, this idea of constantly and continuously learning. For many people who are in the state of job transition, I think that particularly if they were caught off guard, shall we say, or the dynamics change and they were in the same company for so long, that really you can be dusty and not appreciate the things that have changed outside of your immediate environment. And so this idea of really, quite frankly, all of us must even take on this idea of indeed changing in place to be able to maintain that place, whatever it wants to be, or certainly as we think about shifting to another environment, that those same precepts work and can allow, quite frankly, not getting stuck in the either or, but the chance of really shifting right within your own organization. And keeping in mind, too, that many companies, with the way the technology has allowed us to operate, that you have access to assignments without ever having to leave the geographic location where you are. The idea of the virtual teams that cut across. So just some thoughts today about changing in place, making the most of where you are. Something certainly to reflect upon as you wrap up this particular year, the quarter, the month before the holidays set upon. But as you think about maybe your trajectory into 2011, the idea of, as I mentioned and started out earlier, maybe focusing on some of those F's to get an A while you're in transition, your faith, family, friends, fun, food, fitness, finances, and focus on others. But use that, in fact, for a way to balance and set a foundation as you look to change in place from where you currently are.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.